Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Power of Positivity podcast. That's where it's all at, y'all. But so this is why the power of positivity is so important to me. I just wanted to let y'all know really quick don't freak out when you have a moment and you're sad. Don't think that the power of positivity is about being happy all the time. Because, like, I'm not sure that's possible. Because think about it. If you're a millionaire all the way down to, like, if you're homeless, like, you still have ups and downs in your life. A homeless person might get $100 one day and then nothing for the next 2 days. So he's happy that $100 day, and those next 2 days, you know, he's feeling a little down. And same with a millionaire. They might have days where their stocks fall, or someone that they know and love is sick, or their house burns down. Like, anything can happen to anybody. And that will affect your mood. Like, that's just how life works, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because I'm not the most in touch with my emotions. Like, I like to be positive all the time. Don't like to be sad. I recently had some stuff happen in my life, and, like, I've just been crying for the past, like, 2 or 3 days. But I'm still positive at the end of those days because I've changed my mindset. I've just absolutely changed the way I see myself, the way I see the world. And a lot of that for me goes back to the law of attraction and things like that. Like, when I have a problem now, like, I look at every situation as there's two ways to look at it, you know. The situation is showing you, one, what you want, and two, what you don't want. So I have been wanting a new place to live, right? But what I did not want was to be kicked out of my current house. That's actually what just happened. So I have to find a new place to live, which is fine. I wanted to do that. I have time to find my new place to live, so that's a positive aspect. But what do I not want? I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to be stuck in a pit of despair, feeling like nothing's going to turn up for me again the way I would have felt like before I found the law of attraction and things like that. So the power of positivity for me is just knowing that no matter what has happened right now in this instant, no matter what's happening this week, like, it will get better. I have been through way worse than just needing to find a new place to live. I mean, I went through a period where I was really sick, got fired from my full-time job, had to go on unemployment, okay? Like, that was an ultimate low for me. I was living with my parents. I was, like, in my mid-20s, living with my parents, just got fired from a job I hated. It was like everything was stacking up against me, you know, and it was easy to feel negative. It's easy to feel negative. It is not easy to tell yourself that everything is going to be okay when you have, like, nothing to look forward to at that current moment in time. But that's the power of positivity, is knowing that that is going to look up. Your situation will improve. If your house burned down, you know, you can get a new house. I mean, obviously, is that the best situation for you, that your house burned down and your memories went up with it? No. But can you find a way to be positive about it? Absolutely. And I have found that it's the people in life who turn any situation into something positive. Like, no matter what it is in their life, they find a way to smile and look ahead. Those are the people who do well in life. It's not the people who sit in the corner and cry for, like, 3 months. You know, let yourself grieve, let yourself process your feelings, which, I mean, that's hard for me, honestly, but still. You have to let yourself do that, process all those emotions, and learn from them. Learn what you do and what you do not want in your life. Focus only on what you do want. And be positive about it. Just know that, like, 100% of your bad days are behind you right now. Like, you have made it through every single bad day you have ever had. And I bet you that you are 100% stronger for whatever you went through. This is just another growing opportunity. So that's how I'm going to look at it for myself. Like, I grew and I ended up in a better place than I ever dreamed of after losing my job. I ended up having to be grateful for that because it gave me the push I needed to make the changes in my life that I wanted to make. And so now I'm here with the same situation. Like, I knew I wanted to move out and to move on. And, you know, I guess that's really just what's better for everyone. So it kind of hit me, and it like caught me off guard, because I didn't expect this conversation to come up when it did. I'm not financially set the way I want to be to find my own place, which is the only reason I'm not living on my own. I started a new business, and so everything that I have, I am putting into that business. And that's fine. I mean, that is what I wanted. I'm growing it. I'm getting stronger every single day. But that doesn't mean that I am ready to take on a mortgage and take on home insurance and freaking buy a lawnmower so that I can mow my own lawn. Like, I don't want that. But I'm gonna look at this positively, the way I do everything in my life. It is an opportunity to grow, and sometimes the push that you need to get where you're supposed to be, where you want to be, well, sometimes that push fucking hurts, you know? Like, I'm sorry, but not everything can be perfect all the time, but you just have to know, like, in your heart and in your soul, that you're gonna be better and you're gonna be fine no matter what, because you have you. Yeah, you. No one else. Like, if you are lucky enough to have, say, a soulmate or a significant other you can share anything with, bravo for you, by the way. I currently don't have that, but I have myself. And, you know, I am honestly the only person I've ever been able to fully rely on throughout my life. It's me. Other people sort of help me, but I've always done better alone. Like, I process alone. I'm introverted. When I start feeling drained and stuff, I have to go off to be by myself. However, loneliness is one thing that I struggle massively with. So that was one thing that was getting me down, you know? I have to find this new place to live, the person that I want to live with. You know, I can't live with that person, but I'm gonna have to find a way to make this into a positive thing. And I absolutely know, now this just happened yesterday, mind you, but I absolutely know that I'm going to end up where I want to be. I mean, I have no leads on somewhere to live. I have no money for an apartment. I have no money for a down payment. Everything I have goes into my business. But I know, without a shadow of a doubt, with the power of freaking positivity, y'all, that I'm gonna be fine. Like, I'm going to find my dream place, or maybe even I'm gonna end up finding my soulmate on this path to getting where I need to be. And maybe it's with that soulmate. Maybe I'll go travel the world. Maybe I don't even need a house right now. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know that it will be significantly better than what I have now. I trust that, and like, I am attracting that into my life with the law of attraction and the power of positivity. I'm just like bringing that into me. And you can absolutely do the same. Like, whatever your problem is, like, I promise you, you are gonna get through it. You just have to have the right mindset, and you have to know that you can get through it. Do you trust yourself? I mean, that's tough. Do I trust myself all the time? No. I have days where I am very insecure, but I also have days where I'm really depressed, and like, I'm one of the happiest people that you will ever meet. I'm happy, I'm upbeat, I'm positive, I love to make people laugh, this, that, and the other, right? But I also struggle with depression and anxiety. So we all have like those two sides. We all have our ups, we all have our downs, but how are you gonna handle them? Just trust yourself, trust positivity, and absolutely know that I support you through what you're going through right now. I know that you're going to make it through what you're going through right now, the same way I know I'm going to make it through what I'm going through right now. I'm going to find a house. I'm going to make my business successful. I am going to spread positivity every day. Like, just yesterday, before I found out that I needed a new place to live, I was walking out of the gas station, and there, a man had left the counter right before me, had just walked out the door. He was on crutches, he had his leg in a cast, and I saw this money on the ground, and it was $15. Like, I mean, that's a pretty good amount of money. So, like, I picked it up, and at first I was, like, super excited. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I just found this money. But then I looked up and I saw that man walking away with his cast. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is his money. Like, I can't take this. So I like flagged him down and stuff. I was like, sir, you dropped your money. I gave it to him and I left. Like, he was happy. He's like, oh my God. He's like, you're so honest. And I'm like, yeah, like I am. Like, I'm not going to take something that I know is someone else's just to maybe get me a little bit ahead in life. That's not how I'm going to live my life, because that's not positive. Is that what I want someone to do to me? Do I want someone to see me struggling, walking out of a gas station with a cast on my leg, and for them to take the money that I accidentally dropped on the ground? No. Like, I don't want that. I don't want to spread that into the world. So even though maybe I could have used $15, like, it did not matter. Like, what mattered to me was being positive and doing the right thing and knowing that just by returning that money to that man, I was going to get so much more in return. I was going to feel better about myself. I was going to spread positivity to him. And all of those acts have a ripple effect in your life. So giving that money back to him, I'm probably going to get like $1,500 in return for that niceness that I did. Because I trust in that. I trust in that system. And that is the power of positivity. Like, keep lifting other people up, even when you're down. Like, I had a terrible day yesterday, but I did not steal that man's money to try and get myself ahead. So just focus on being positive, being the best that you can be, and know in your heart that it makes a difference, and it will make a difference in your life. That is the power of positivity, y'all. Keep spreading it, pushing it. Give positivity to others, even when you're not sure you have it for yourself. That's fine. Keep lifting other people up, and I promise you are going to feel it 100 times over in your life. So no matter what is going on, it's going to get better. You're going to get through it. And the universe is abundant. So just keep remembering that, guys. And I hope that this has helped someone. I don't know if it has helped you. Drop me a comment or something. Give me a like. Let me know. Like, even just the idea of helping someone right now has got like this cheesy smile on my face. So I feel like that's a really good place to leave this podcast. Keep spreading the positivity, y'all. It's all gonna be okay. I promise. Bye. Hey guys, Victoria again with the Power of Positivity podcast. Just spreading joy every chance I get. Whoop whoop. So today I really want to talk about the idea of perfection. And I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. I don't think that perfection is real. I mean, I think some things could be maybe perfectly symmetrical, or, you know, maybe you have the perfect evening. But if you think about it, perfection is really just down to each person. It's an individual basis of what works for them and what does not work for them. So when you're in school and, you know, it's like 7th or 8th grade and you have to do the perfect project and you have to make this amazing poster board, or you're not going to get a perfect A, like, that sets you up for a lot of negativity in your life in a way, because you are taught to seek perfection. You're taught not to turn your paper in until it's perfect. You're taught to find the perfect degree to seek in college so that you can get this amazing job and live the life you want to live after college. We are taught to seek perfection, but perfection is different for every single person. There are billions of people out there, and I bet you that barely any of us are going to agree on what's perfect. I don't want to get political or anything, but like, Democratic and Republican parties, like, you know, we're not going to agree on what's perfect, even if you just set it down like that. Even if we swap from not having Democratic parties or Republican parties and we call them something different because our views have changed, like, still, we're not all going to think that the system is perfect, because we all think way too differently for that. So if you are holding yourself back because you don't have the perfect business plan or the perfect haircut to wear with that outfit on your interview for the most amazing job you're ever going to get in your life, Like, I mean, you might as well just stop right now if perfection is all that you seek. Because if you find it, first of all, like, tell me. Like, I would love to know and hear about all this perfection in your life. But perfection and seeking it has only ever held me back. Because, you know, it's like, you don't want to jump the gun on a project or a new business until you have the perfect business plan. Okay, well, you know, I had a really good business plan when I went in and I bought this boutique. Well, I opened it. I didn't buy it. Like, I had the money to create it myself. And, I mean, that wasn't perfect. Like, what I have now is not perfect. But it works. It is functional. It is paying all of its bills. And I have room for improvement later. So, I started my business knowing it was not going to be perfect. I knew that the racks that I hung on the wall, I was going to want to move. And I knew that the displays in the middle of the store were going to move. They're going to change. They're going to alter. You know, you've got to mix it up every day. And I knew that. So I did not let the idea of perfect placement hold me back. Instead, I pushed through that idea, knowing that I could alter, I can improve as I go. It does not have to be perfect right now for you to get started. So maybe you don't have, I don't know, like a bachelor's degree in English, but you want to be a writer. But you're like, oh, I can't be a writer because I don't have a degree. Well, you know what? No one really cares about that. Like, if you are a good writer, it does not matter if you have a degree. It doesn't matter if you have perfect grammar. It does not matter if you have the perfect literary agent. Anything like that. Like, it is small steps to get there, guys. It does not have to be perfect for you to get started. You just have to have the idea, the passion, and the positivity, and just know that small steps are going to get you there just as much as one giant leap after you have a perfect plan is going to get you there. But small steps are not as daunting as the idea of a perfect business plan. So I opened a boutique. One of my first small steps is looking for wholesalers that I like. You know, that's one small step. I didn't find every wholesaler I was going to use for the rest of this boutique's existence. Like, I found one or two wholesalers that I liked. And like, I started looking into them and stuff. It is small steps that are going to make you the most progress in your life. There's nothing wrong with small steps. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a rough draft on anything. Like, think about school. You do a rough draft on a paper, and then, you know, some really awesome teachers, they'll look at it, they'll grade it, they'll give it back to you, and they'll let you resubmit. Well, you can do that in life. You can start a business. Like, say you want to do network marketing, and you want to work from Facebook at home, okay? Say that you find one product that you think's amazing. Like, I have done this, honestly. I found this coffee that helps with, it helps to elevate your hormones and stuff so that you're happier. I do struggle with depression and anxiety, like almost every single day of my life I have to push through that. So I found this coffee and I really liked it. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, this is amazing. People need to know about this. So I'm drinking this coffee and I'm telling my friends about it. I'm like, hey, this really helped with my depression. But you know what? I gave that coffee about 2 weeks. And then it started affecting my hormones in a way that I didn't want anymore. I didn't like the way it was affecting me anymore because, like, I was starting to cry out of nowhere, things like that. So I was like, oh no, like, this is a warning sign. Like, this is messing with my hormones in a way that I don't need them messed with. So I need to stop. And so I also stopped promoting it on Facebook. And, like, I had a moment where I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I did this. Like, I pushed this product and I was telling people how amazing it was, but now, like, my mind has changed. Like, is that okay? Well, yeah, it is, because I just told people. Like, I just fessed up. I was like, you know what, guys? And then I told them my story. I told them what I just told you. I was like, and it started affecting my hormones in a bad way. And I was like, but I'm going to keep you guys posted on my anxiety and stuff, and I'm going to let you know how it goes. And that's what I did. So when I finally found a better product for the anxiety, I just fessed up. Like, I made a mistake initially. Like, the first network marketing thing I tried to go through didn't work for me. The company didn't work for me. The product ended up not working for me. And, you know, so it is okay to start something, for it to not work, and to move on. It is okay to have a rough draft on a network marketing business. It is okay to open a restaurant and have it close. Because, you know, Gordon Ramsay, like, if you know anything about cooking, I'm sure you've heard about Gordon Ramsay. He has closed his restaurants down. Okay? He is a 12 Michelin star chef, something like that. He's got 12 fucking stars, you guys. Okay? Even he has had restaurants that he has closed down. It happens to us all, and there is nothing wrong with having a small setback. Because, again, this goes back to the idea of perfection. And, you know, maybe people judge you because you opened something and then it closed. Okay, well, don't think about that. What you need to focus on right now is the positive aspect of that. You opened something. You opened a business. You started something new. You did something for yourself. And there is nothing more positive than that. I mean, you tried to make your life better, or to make more money so that you could go on this vacation, or donate money to cancer awareness, or, you know, something like that. And it is okay if you try something and it doesn't turn out perfect. It's okay if you try it and you decide you don't like it. Like, don't worry about that. And the people who, like, give you a hard time about that, you might need to start thinking about cutting those people out of your life. Because those people are just going to keep bringing you down because they're rooting for you to fail. I mean, were they happy that you started this new business? Were they happy that you started trying to sell coffee that would make other people happy? Or were they, like, smug and weird about it and they only got happy when it didn't work for you anymore? Because if that is the person in your life, like, I'll tell you right now, they are not perfect. Okay? They are jealous of you. They're jealous of your ideas and your bravery, because it is brave to start something new. It is brave to change. And, you know, I think it's brave to be okay with not being perfect. We live in a society where magazine covers, like, this beautiful woman is still photoshopped to look even prettier, okay? So now you've got, like, this triple threat woman on the front cover of this magazine. She still isn't perfect. They still photoshopped her. She still struggles every day, I bet you, with something that's going on in her life. No one and nothing is perfect, because that is just an idea. It's your idea. I mean, I hope to have my perfect life someday, which, you know, is just living the way I want to live. I want to help reduce plastic use. I want to live a life of luxury and purpose. Like, that is really what I want. And for me, that's a great idea. And I don't really use the word perfect anymore. Like, I have really strayed away from that, for all the reasons I just mentioned. But even when I have my quote-unquote perfect life, you know, it's not going to be perfect. I'm still going to need positivity to get me through the rough days. There's still going to be days where I'm driving my Tesla to some super fancy organic farmer's market, and, you know, I'm still stressed for some reason. I'm stressed from a business opportunity that maybe didn't go right, or I'm stressed because my mom called because her mother is sick, and so now I have to worry about my mom worrying about my grandmother. Okay, like, things are gonna happen. It's not gonna be perfect. Even when you have your perfect life, it won't be perfect. The only thing that you can count on is yourself and your positivity to get you through. So keep trying things. Keep fucking up. Like, I love that. I love trying things and messing up because of what it teaches me and because of the strength I get from it. And also, when this happens, it will point out those people in your life that do not support you. And that's a good thing too. You need to find the positivity in that. So when you have a family member who, like, blatantly does not support you, like, absolutely just could not care less about your business and your success, it's fine to kind of let that person slide out of your life a little bit. You know, let them take the back seat and let them watch your success grow. Because even though they didn't believe in you, you did. And that is what's perfect. You being positive, being yourself, and pushing through is as close to perfect as it might can get. So please quit thinking that if you don't have every little detail ironed out, that you can't do something. Please, oh my God, please stop thinking that. And if you need to take it slow, take it slow. Go one step at a time. Because baby steps have gotten me to where I am today. And, you know, honestly, without those baby steps, I wouldn't be anywhere. I would still be stuck in a job I hated every single day, working for someone who I thought was a complete, like, oh my God, this is like mind-numbingly idiotic person. I would still be there if it weren't for these little baby steps I have taken. I didn't have a perfect idea. I didn't have a perfect business partner or plan or anything like that. I took small steps and I thought positive. And I mean, I changed my life with that, with baby steps and positivity. I know you can too. It does not stem from perfection. Just please keep trusting yourself. Do not listen to the people who don't want you to succeed because they're too jealous. You know, for some people, it's not good if you succeed because, I mean, they just have to watch you do better than them, and they're too bitter to be okay with that. So every time you do better than them, they send, like, hateful thoughts and vibes towards you. But really, those compound in their own life, not in your life. Their negativity does not affect you unless you let it. But their negativity does affect their life. And it does alter their world. You know, they're probably negative because they don't think they can start a business. Okay? But they don't have the mindset to trust themselves, to know that they can do it, and to take the small steps towards doing it. All they're set up to do is to hate on you and to try and bring you down. That's not the person you want in your life. So pick good people. Sometimes, you know, your family is picked for you, but pick good people, take small steps, breathe. Like, just take a really deep breath in, deep breath out, and trust in yourself. There's nothing more powerful than that, you guys. Quit thinking about perfection and just start thinking about yourself. Think about you, think about the positivity you can bring others by taking this small step, and just absolutely fucking throw the idea of perfection right out the window. I literally, if I never hear the word perfect again, would be so happy. And honestly, I think that the world would improve. I mean, think about it. Think about the last thing you saw that was perfect. Is there a perfect movie, a perfect TV show, a perfect purse? I doubt it, because we all have such different ideas. So just keep that in mind, you guys. Stay positive. Take those baby steps and make your dreams come true. Like, one little step at a time. Just be so grateful for being yourself, for being positive, for having your own thoughts that no one else in the world has. Follow those thoughts to what makes you happy, and you are going to be so successful. You're going to be like, oh my God, that girl on that podcast was so fucking right. I am successful and happy. And no, it's not perfect. Let me know how it goes, you guys. Always drop me a comment with anything that you're thinking, anything you're working on, anything like that. Let me know how it's going. Fuck perfection. I love you guys. You've got this. Bye. Good morning. So today I really want to talk about how positivity breeds positivity. So thank you for listening to the Power of Positivity podcast. Woo-hoo, I'm so excited. So it's like episode 3, and you know, I'm just really enjoying making this content. So, I mean, even for me, like, this is just a really fun project to just kind of keep me focused on why I need to stay positive. So I really hope it helps y'all too. Hopefully my positivity will just bleed into your life, help pick you up, because positivity breeds positivity. What? So that was dorky. Okay. But that, you know, that's fine because I'm having fun right now. And you know, maybe this is just for me. This is just what I need in my morning right now. Okay. But positivity does breed positivity. Think about it. Think about, like, and this is why you should actually wake up in the mornings and start thinking positive, like right from the start. Don't let the overwhelm or the thoughts of what you have to do creep into your head yet. Just like, oh, you know, wake up and breathe and just be like, today is going to be great. And then start thinking about how great today could be. And then that thought is going to roll into another thought, which is going to roll into another thought. And now you've started your day off on a positive foot. So you're already geared towards positivity. Like, you're already in that lane and ready to just like cruise down the road of life in a positive way. So positivity will always breed positivity. So when you see yourself having a moment, if you're anything like me, which I have a lot of anxiety and stuff, so sometimes like my mind will just go into an absolute tailspin, right? And I'm just thinking like 100 miles a minute and oh my goodness, just like my mind gets insane. And when it gets like that, it's usually negative, because that's frenzied thoughts, and those are just hardly ever good. It's usually about what more could I be doing and stuff like that. Like, even right now talking about it, like, my mind is already shifting towards a frenzied, oh my god, what do I need to get done state. And that is not good for me right now, because that is just going to mess with my entire vibe of today. So, I mean, that right there is an example for y'all. You don't know how I feel, but, like, my heart has already picked up racing. Like, whereas, you know, just a second ago I was being goofy, but right now I'm being a little more serious because I'm like, oh, shit. Got stuff to do. So that's just a clear example right there for you that negativity breeds negativity. All right. So when you find yourself in a mental tailspin, stop. Just like absolutely, once you realize it's happening, stop thinking. Okay. Take like a moment or two to just breathe and start shifting your thoughts back. Deep breaths are one of the most powerful things you can do to help shift your mood. Just stopping and breathing for a moment just slows everything down and gives you like a small reset. It's like you hit pause on a movie, you know, instead of stop, like back in the day when there was a difference. It's like VCRs and shit. Fucking, that's in the past now. Anyways, so just think about that. Be conscious of how you're thinking and how your thoughts are affecting your life. But also, like, don't be mad at yourself when you have those negative thoughts. That's natural. That's normal. And it's an opportunity for you to figure out what that is telling you. Okay, so maybe you're going into a mental frenzy regarding a relationship or a job, money, anything like that. It could be anything in your life. Well, those negative thoughts are telling you what you do and do not want. And this is your time to stop how you're thinking. Let your mind tell you what you actually do want. Like, embrace those feelings. Like, if you feel sick at the idea of, you know, going home and seeing the person that's at your house, and that's a consistent feeling for you, then, you know, maybe that really is you being told that you need to leave that person. Or if that's how you feel about a job, or if the idea of something really excites you, but then you're like, oh no, I can't do that because so-and-so would be upset at me. Well, that doesn't matter. Like, so-and-so doesn't matter. You are what matters. So just make sure that you listen to your thoughts, like, take that in, figure out what the negative tailspin is telling you you do want. Focus on what you do want out of that situation and start thinking about that. Let that thought be the one that multiplies. Not the negative thought, but the thoughts of what's good. The good thoughts about what you want to have happen. So if you want to, open a florist shop or something, like, and then you're like, oh no, I can't do that because there's a florist shop in my town already. Okay, well, how many people are in your town? Like, I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just start thinking about the positive things. Quit putting yourself down before you've had a chance to get up. Be positive. Positivity will always breed positivity. So you can actually use this like in your everyday life when you're at work or things like that. But you can use it like about yourself, your mental self-image. So say you want to lose weight or something. I was in an extra large, like size 12, 14 jean for like the longest time. And I'm actually in a size small, roughly like, I don't know, maybe a 6 or something jean now. And it's all because I just stopped one day. And I was like, you know what? I don't know how, but I am going to lose this weight. Like, I am going to have like the level of fitness that I want in my life. Like, I am going to lose it. And then I just moved on. And then I started taking small positive steps towards getting that. You know, like, I read once and they said, like, if you are thinking health conscious thoughts, you're already doing better. So if I know I want to lose weight and I have that in the back of my mind and it's a goal, I'm going to make better choices throughout the day and throughout my life to add to that. So, you know, I'll grab an apple instead of a bag of chips, something like that. And small steps, you guys, like, you don't have to overnight go from eating, you know, McDonald's and junk food to only eating organic. That's just not the most feasible thing in the world. If you can do that, you know, good for you, you should. But for the rest of us, you know, small steps are definitely okay. You know, I enjoyed fasting, by the way. If you're looking to lose weight, that might work for you. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a fitness specialist. Just telling you what worked for me. And that helped me to be more positive every day. Like, I started feeling better inside and outside. And that positivity bleeds over to other things in your life, too. So since I'm feeling better, eating better, you know, that allows me to focus more of my energy on my business or my family or something like that that actually means something. Instead of like wasting time worrying about, oh, I'm fat, I can't go swimming because everyone will see me. Like, well, if that's your concern, you either need to not go swimming or you need to not be fat. All right? And if you want to not be fat, like, you can totally do that. So just focus your mind on that positively. Be like, I don't know how this is going to happen. I know it's not going to happen overnight, but I will reach my goal. And if you just tell yourself something like that, like it's a fact and you move on, this is a big thing in the law of attraction, like it will happen. You just have to basically set yourself on that path and then just trust that you're walking into it. That's kind of what I did. And I swear, y'all, I woke up one morning and like I had lost 20 pounds. It was like, it obviously happened gradually or something, but I swear I just looked in the mirror one day and like one day my clothes didn't fit. I was like, oh my God, wow, like I am where I want to be right now. And that was a beautiful feeling. So encourage yourself to think positively about you, about the situation. And when those negative, overwhelming thoughts are swirling around your brain and they're, you know, fucking your head all up, just take a moment to stop and breathe. And just focus on the positive. You can focus on the negative if you want to. I mean, if you want to keep doing that, I don't know why you would, but negativity is going to breed negativity. So if you want to focus on that, just, you know, prepare for fucking shitty life. No, that's, I don't want to put that in your universe, but definitely be careful of how you're thinking and processing things, because you think it and you feel it. I mean, you're creating it. That's going into your life. A lot of this is going to the law of attraction. I don't know if you've read about that, heard about it, if you practice it. If not, like, you might really want to look into it. It has altered my life in a way that I honestly never thought would happen. And it's been pretty quick. Like, I started using the law of attraction before I even knew what it was. And again, this is like how I just like woke up and my life was different, because I told myself, I was like, I was tired of where I was getting out of a bad relationship, My life wasn't where I wanted it to be at the time I wanted it to be there, which I know that happens a lot. But I just stopped one day. I was in a negative tailspin about how am I going to get the finances I want, the house I want, and this and that, and how am I going to find my soulmate when I'm so alone and so lost and blah, blah, blah. And I was negative tailspinning again. It's pretty common for me. But I stopped myself, and I'm just like, you know what? No. Absolutely not. Like, that's not going to be your life. Like, you're not dependent on a man. Like, a man's not going to get you what you want in life. But I am. I will get that for myself. I don't know how, but I know it'll be small steps, and I know that I can do it because I trust myself. I love myself. And those were the days where I really stopped and made sure that I was breeding positivity. Just told myself, like, I don't know how in the world you're going to do this, but I trust you and I know that you can. And I just, like, let it go and I moved on with my life. And I'm telling you, it is baby steps, like, baby steps to get where you need to be. Like, these ideas of giant leaps and, like, all of a sudden you're going to be a millionaire. Like, okay, if you win the lottery, sure. But other than that, it's going to be small steps to get you there. But you know what? One day you're going to wake up and that's going to be your life. And all those small steps are going to have added up to just miles and miles of progress. And those miles are going to go a whole lot faster and a whole lot easier if you are positive on the way. Just think about it. Think about a road trip and, like, someone in the back seat, are we there yet? Oh, like, oh. Or like a kid that's sick. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, you know, and they start, like, barfing. I'm sorry that I just did that, but you know, that road trip is gonna last a whole lot longer if everyone is sad, upset, negative, sick in the back seat. Or you can roll the windows down, you can listen to your fucking music, and you can just cruise all the way there. So those are kind of your two options. And if you want to just cruise your way to where you want to be, positivity and the law of attraction are gonna get you there. And if it sounds too good to be true, you just need to be more positive. Because I promise you, like, you can do this. I can do this. You can do this. I am so shy. I used to be incredibly insecure. Now I'm only like 50-50 insecure. Like, half the time I'm the most confident thing you'll ever meet. I'm like, yeah, I own this world. Ugh. Okay, that was a little aggressive for me, but still, sometimes insanely confident. And other times I'm like, wow, I'm just this lost little puppy. I have no idea what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. But that's like the old me. And the new me is much more positive, much more law of attraction-y. And the new me went from no relationship, living with her parents, and on unemployment to owning her own business, having her car paid off, working on a secondary business. Baby steps, y'all, because it only took me a few months to get there. But that's probably, you know, like, a post for another day. I don't like to make insanely long things, but I do want you to just be positive. I don't know. I hope that this helped someone. Let me know if it did. Let me know if it didn't. If it didn't, you know, what do you need to hear? Come on, let's focus on you. Positivity, we can fix it. So I'm officially a nut, and that is enough for me today. I'm gonna get off. Keep being positive, you guys. Keep taking your baby steps. Keep getting what you want in life. Bye. Hey, beautifuls. So I just wanted to jump on really fast. Episode number 4 is going to be about competition and why you should always lift up your competition. So if you own a business, or if you're trying to get something first place, something like that, you might be thinking, you're like, okay, well, what the hell are you talking about, lady? Like, I don't want to lift up the competition. Like, you know, I want to squash them. Well, you can still absolutely be better than them and still wish them the best. I know maybe that might sound a little backwards to you, so I'm going to give you an example. Like, if you're anything like me, maybe you watch some of that like trash TV where it's like just competition shows or something. Like right now I'm pretty obsessed with cooking shows. And I've been watching MasterChef. And I'm watching one of those seasons where like they have a ton of really competitive people. And you'll see on these shows and in life, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes. But you'll see that there are those people who are cocky and negative towards other people. And then there are the ones who are like, oh man, well, I learned she might have like beat me on this chicken dish, you know, damn, she did a good chicken dish, good for her, you know, and that pushes them to push themselves harder. But the negative people, they're victims in the situation. Like, oh, well, you know what? The judges don't know what they're talking about because my chicken was perfectly cooked. Bitch, your chicken was dry and you know it. Like, fucking own up to your dry ass chicken, okay? So don't be that person, because watch one of those shows. Like, go watch a show just so that you can see what I'm talking about. That person does not win the competition. 100%. That person who is throwing shade at everyone, trying to bring them down the entire time, they will not win the competition. I can almost like freaking guarantee you that that bitch is not gonna win, because she's too negative, because she's too butthurt about everything. Or he, the boys do it too, but on the season I'm watching, it's a girl. And you know, she was actually really great at what she did, like amazing. She made it to like the top, I don't know, like There were less than 10 people going for the title. Like, she made it within the top 10, if not the top, like, 6 or something. So, obviously, she knows what she's doing. She is a good chef. But she was one of those people, every time something went wrong, it was not her fault. It was someone else's fault. And she just absolutely never took any sort of blame, any recognition, anything like that. She absolutely took no responsibility for herself. Everything was someone else's fault, or she would have won if this hadn't happened. Like, no. Like, your negative attitude is why you're not winning, because you're literally self-sabotaging. So think about that. Every time you're trying to put this person down, one thing you're saying is that there's not enough for everyone. Is there not enough skill for everyone to be able to be a good chef? Like, that's bullshit. Everyone can be a good chef. Like, are you going to be the master chef? I don't know. You know, maybe if you know that you have room to grow and to become better, you can be that master chef. And that might be why that negative person doesn't win, because she doesn't think everyone can have it. So she's stopping herself, you know? Like, I mean, I hope that makes sense to you. By thinking not everyone can have it, like, instantly, don't you just kind of pause and stop? Be like, well, if not everyone can be the master chef, can I be the master chef? Like, am I actually good enough for that? And if, like, that's the vibe you're putting into your universe, you're automatically, like, just stopping your progress. Like, right there, dead in its tracks. Because the universe isn't going to send that to you if you don't think you need it. Or if you don't think you deserve it or that you can win it. And, like, surely you're not going to be rewarded when you're just trying to take stuff from other people. Like, when they win and you're just over there pouting and sulky. Like, no. Like, don't be a little bitch. Like, fucking congratulate them because they did awesome. And, like, respect the beauty in the world. That person did better than you, and they did it in a beautiful way. And you can learn in a beautiful way if you swap your mindset to be of positivity. So you can, like, congratulate that person and be, like, absolutely genuine in your congratulations of them. Just, like, respect them as a person, really. Like, those people are just so disrespectful. Do you really want to be one of those people? Like, I hope not. I don't want to be one of those people, and I don't let those people, like, in my life either. So if you have someone like that, maybe you have a friend, and, like, you, I don't know, you get, like, some really good news. Like, maybe you got a promotion at work, and you're just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like, I got this raise, and I've got more responsibility, so it kind of makes me nervous, but I know that I can do it. I've just got to learn this. All right, and so you are pumped, you're going for it, you've got your promotion, and you're telling your friend, and you're expecting that same energy back. Like, you're expecting them to be so excited for you and, like, be like, oh girl, you have got this in the bag. If anyone can figure out how to do that job, it is you. Like, you deserve that promotion. Wow, like, good for you. All right, so that's the person that you want. But imagine you call and you tell them about your good news, and you get a response like, oh, really? Like, yeah, I got a promotion last week. It was for $1, not 50 cents like what you just got. But yeah, and I don't even have to do anything. Like, and don't you hate your new supervisor? Are you sure you want to stay at that job? I thought you know, and they just like crush your mood. All right, we have all been there. Honestly, I've probably accidentally been that person as well, where like I just didn't give the response that they wanted or needed. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I have not been this positive all the time. I am changing and growing and progressing every single day. Every day. And I think that's great. I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. The one thing I have a problem with is people saying that people can't change. I grew up with that idea in my head. And, you know, that's not good. That's not healthy. Because imagine, like, you're a teenager. You think no one can ever change. And, like, maybe you're a jerk in school, or you're not very smart, or you're not doing well, or, you know, you're like the class hooker or something like that. Like, and really, you want to give that person the idea that no one ever changes? People change and grow every day. If you're not changing and growing every day, you're not doing your life's purpose. And you're just wasting valuable time where you could be pursuing your life purpose. So don't be that negative person. Don't crush someone's dreams and spirits when they win. Lift them up, even if they're your competition. I opened a boutique. I have rival boutiques in my town, okay? I've got other people trying to sell to my same customers. You know what I do when I have a customer who comes in here? I had one today who wanted a black sheer kimono. I didn't have a black sheer kimono. I showed her what I had. I tried to help her. And I asked her if she'd been to the other boutiques in town. And when I have someone who's like, no, oh my God, where are those boutiques? I tell them, because it's not about me. Like, I don't need to be butthurt that she didn't find what she wanted here. My customer is going to remember that I cared so much about her that I sent her to another person's store. Like, she's going to remember that feeling of love that I gave to her because I loved trying to help her. I enjoyed trying to help her find what she wanted, and I really, truly enjoyed showing her like the right direction where she might could go to find it. And if you don't think that's more valuable than saying, oh, I'm sorry, honey, maybe you need to go to Target, then I think you might need to look at some stuff in your life, because I am really not sure about your mindset. Try and be more positive, because if that is you, you know, positivity, it can take work, but you can get there. Absolutely, you can change. Just like I was saying about those teenagers in high school. Gosh, when you're in your young 20s, like, I hope that I am several different people within the next, like, 2 or 3 years. Like, you know, I want to keep changing and modifying and becoming better. Because, you know, I have older versions of myself that I almost don't recognize anymore. And that's good. Like, I liked who I was then. I like who I am now. It's just progression, change, evolution. I mean, that's really what we need to think about. Is like, as a society, we do change and adapt, and there is nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with, like, thinking the keto diet is the bomb, going on the keto diet, coming off of it, and saying, oh, I don't like that diet. There's nothing wrong with changing your fucking mind just because you tried something. The problem is not trying, and the problem is trying to bring other people who are trying down. So I never do that. Even my competition, I try and lift up, because all of these good things, they're always coming back to me. And I feel good about who I am and the way I'm living my life. I feel good supporting the competition, because honestly, I don't really have any competition. Because our styles are so different. I just have other people in the same business as me, but they're not competition. Like, I like to collaborate with them. Like, we do boutique runs in the summer where, like, all the boutiques get together and people, like, get stamps for going to all the different boutiques, and then there's a big prize drawing at the end. That helps everyone. Like, just help everyone along the way, and it is going to come back to you. Like, I'm getting chill bumps right now thinking about all the things that I've done and all the times I've sent customers to other stores. Because you know what? That really shows them something about you. And if you think that they don't notice, you are wrong, because they do. People pay attention. People know when you're throwing shade. And if you're throwing shade, you're going to attract people to you who also do that. So if you don't want those shady people in your life who are going to say, oh, girl, I love your store. It's so party. It's so nice. And then they're going to turn around and be like, oh, my gosh, she is so weird. Or, okay, well, I don't know what they're going to say because I don't do that. But that is the person you're attracting in your life if you're not careful and if that's how you're acting. So just be mindful of what you say. Be mindful of what you do. And just remember to always keep it positive. If you have competition or if you have people in the same business as you that you haven't started collaborating with yet, maybe you should reach out with them and try and collaborate. If you're an artist, maybe try and get with another artist and like do something together. Host a night where, you know, you both show off your artwork or something. Like, we honestly are stronger when we're together. And that even goes for people who have the same client base as you. Because not everyone is into the same outfits, not everyone is into the same artwork, not everyone is into the same sporting games. So just remember, we are so diverse that there is absolutely no reason that you cannot support somebody else. Be that person who inspires others to be like you. Like, be the fucking Mother Teresa of your town. And that is going to get you places. People are going to notice how beautiful you are inside and out, and they're going to want to support you. I have so many amazing customers, and I am blessed for each and every one of them. Everyone who comes into my store, who sees my store, I look at that as a blessing. Like, if I have quote-unquote competition coming into my store checking my stuff out, that means I'm doing great. So even if like you're getting negativity in your life, you can look at it as a positive thing. Even if you've got another artist who's saying, oh, don't buy her shit because she buys her crayons at Walmart. Like, well, you know what? Everyone shops at Walmart. Quit being a douche. I don't know. Totally hope that made sense. Don't know why I brought up crayons. You know, I did see some really cool crayon art where they melted it with a hairdryer, and I thought that was pretty awesome. Just on the note of artwork and creativity and stuff. But I am gonna jump off here because I feel like I've gone into a tailspin of crayons and blah blah blah. But keep it positive and it's gonna come back to you, babe. All right, bye. Hey guys, so this is the Power of Positivity podcast again, and I just wanted to say how freaking pumped I am to be doing this. Literally, I have not posted anything yet. I'm just recording these, and I guess it's kind of like a journal in a way. And for some reason, it is like totally setting me free, and I am just absolutely loving it. So instead of just having this idea of doing a podcast, and instead of thinking about it and just letting these little sessions or episodes like run around in my head, I'm just putting them out there. And it's really nice. I guess it's freeing because now I'm not just thinking about it, I'm actually doing it. And that feels so much better. Like, even if no one likes this, which is ridiculous, it's positive, like someone's gonna like it. Like, I like it at the end of the day. And so even if it doesn't take off, even if I never publish any of these episodes, I am feeling wonderful. Wonderful and positive. And the only thing that was really holding me back from doing this podcast was fear, really. And I don't know if I've touched on it much yet, but me and fear, we have a very interesting relationship. I used to be a really anxious person. I still have a lot of anxiety in my life, like day to day. But I actually got so bad at one point where I had to... I don't think I dropped out of my college classes because I didn't start getting really sick with my anxiety until the end of the semester. So I think I actually made it through that semester, luckily. But I was like millimeters away from having to drop out of all of my classes just because my anxiety was so overwhelming. I didn't really know what it was at that point. Like, I did not know I had anxiety. So I guess I didn't really know what was going on. I had really good insurance back then, and I ended up going to the doctor, and they sent me to a behavioral, like, therapist, basically. And she wanted to see me, like, twice a week, which when I told my mom, like, how often she wanted to see me, my mom's like, oh my God. And I was like, oh, well, great. That's what I need in my life. I was like, anyways. So that wasn't very positive, but that experience taught me the key to positivity. And that is where my relationship with fear really started to change, was when I saw that therapist. And basically, it just gave me the confidence, the redirection, and stuff like that to change my life from how it was currently progressing, which it wasn't really progressing. I was scared of everything. Like, literally, I was scared to drive new places because I did not like the idea of having some other driver behind me on the road wondering, what the fuck is she doing? Oh my God, get out of my way. And literally that thought stopped me from going new places. And like, now that I'm saying that, I'm like, oh wow, like that is so ridiculous. But it was so real to me then. I still have times like that. Like, even though I know how positive I need to be and want to be, I still have really anxious moments. But luckily, that therapist and all of that junk that was going on in my life, I mean, y'all don't even know. Like, I would just randomly burst into tears, like, for no reason, just panic attacks all the time, couldn't sleep, freaking nervous, like, just everything had me on edge. And it was just, it was terrible, you guys. It was really, really bad. But I got past that, and it made me so much stronger. It actually gave me the coping mechanisms that I basically needed for everyday life. So I got that all in check. And so that's part of my relationship with fear, because, you know, fear and anxiety go hand in hand. So now, instead of backing away from anything that scares me, like, I stop and I analyze why I'm afraid of it. And if it's not like, oh, I don't want to pick up that snake because it's poisonous and it might bite me. Like, if I'm not scared for a reason like that, but I'm scared because of what people may think, or do I have enough to offer, or, like, if I'm just nervous for societal reasons, I'm just like, oh, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna do it now. And sometimes, like, I just dip my toe in. Like, you know, I guess I could be dipping my toe in with this podcast since I haven't published anything yet. But it doesn't matter, because, like, I feel like I've dove into the deep end because I'm actually doing it now. So I'm still getting the same amount of positivity from this action. And, you know, journaling is a great help with anxiety, with fear, with daily, like, law of attraction type vibes. So, you know, this is just like an auditory journal in a way, where I'm just sharing the things I've been through and, like, how changing my mind has changed my life. And I think that's really important. But I just wanted to let y'all know how fucking pumped I am. Yeah, so pumped. And just, like, I don't know, just so excited to be sharing, really. Like, to open up is really hard for me. And so the idea of, like, putting personal thoughts out there into the universe, like, for other people to hear and stuff, is, like, a little, meh. Like, in my inside parts, like, my heart goes, bleh. And, I mean, I'm the same way in person, too. Like, the only person I'll maybe tell something personal to, my sister or my mother. I don't like to share personal thoughts, ideas, mainly feelings, though. I don't mind sharing my ideas. It's really my feelings I don't enjoy sharing. So that's another fear I'm breaking through right now, right here with you guys, fucking sharing my feelings. and I don't know, I'm just feeling really good. So if there's something that y'all are a little nervous about, but for some reason society or what your mom thinks or what your brother is doing or something like, is your neighbor gonna hate the fact that you put a pink flamingo in your front yard? Fuck your neighbor, okay? Put your pink flamingo up if that's what soothes your soul. But just make sure you're doing things for good, positive reasons. Like, for me, I was a little scared to start up this power of positivity thing, because, oh well, what if it doesn't get a million bajillion likes? Oh, then I've absolutely failed. No, I haven't. Like, I'm the one who decides when I fail. A 1,000 likes does not decide whether or not I fail. I decide if I fail. And I do not feel like a failure right now, so I am going for it. So that's what I want you to do. If there's something that you keep thinking about that keeps popping into your mind and it's, you know, a good thing, like, if it's hurting someone, please don't. Like, you know, don't do that. Because, you know, I obviously only want y'all to do positive or constructive things. But whatever that thing is that keeps nagging in the back of your mind, opening an ice cream shop, making purses, putting fashion advice on Pinterest, you know, do it. Even if you do it just so that it's out of your head, you know you've done it, and you can just move on to something else. Like, not everything has to become something for you to do it. If you want to make one purse and then decide, hey, I hate making purses, fucking good for you. You want to know why? Because now you know that you don't want to make purses, okay? So you just move on to something bigger and better and something that's more on key with you. So maybe you don't want to make purses, but, you know, you still want to do something with fashion. Which, by the way, y'all, I'm talking about that. I'm in my boutique. I'm looking at, like, all these clothes and shoes and stuff, so bear with me with my analogies here. But so maybe you want to make hats. Okay, that's cool. But maybe you're wondering, oh, well, who really buys hats? I buy hats, you guys. I love hats. Make your hats. Make them and sell them. Get them out of your mind. Get them into the world. And that frees your mind up for different things. Not everything has to be something for it to be a success. You decide if you are successful or not. And so, I mean, it's absolutely up to you. If you think it's more successful to have an idea and sit on it than to have an idea, try it, and fail, then you know what? I'm sure that you are on the right track in your life. I've decided to really start trying more, to just throw caution to the wind in a way and really just follow my heart and not really care about what other people think. And that really frees me up to be more creative, to be more ambitious. Like when I opened my boutique, I knew. I was like, well, there is a possibility. Just, you know, because it's a business world, there is a possibility that this boutique will not be successful and that I'll have to close down because I don't make enough money. But I went in knowing that I could do this, and I have operated in the black. Like, this boutique has paid for itself every single day it's been open. And I think that's amazing. And whether I decide to keep it open or not does not affect whether or not I was successful. Like, in my mind, since I've been in the black every day since I've opened, my boutique is a success. So you are the one who decides if you're a failure or not. And if you're going to let other people decide that for you, you might as well just, I mean, I don't like to say negative things like give up now, but at least maybe start rethinking some things. Rethink your perspective on society. Like, why does that person's opinion matter to you? If it's your mom's opinion, and, you know, like, I can kind of get that. Like, we have a really strong dedication and connection with our families, and they really do affect us more than most anyone else. But they should want you to succeed. And if it's your family, but they're not supporting you to be your best self, then I don't think that's in your highest good either. So just keep in mind that no one but you is going to decide if you are successful or not. That is 100% up to you. Me, I used to not think I was successful at all. And then one day I started thinking, I was like, what have I accomplished in life? And I'm like going through the list and I'm like, oh crap, I've actually accomplished quite a lot. Like, I've written a novel. I have gotten my college degree. I paid my car off, and it was like, you know, all these different things. And so I like listed them off and I was like, oh wow, like I really am successful. Whereas just a few minutes prior, since I didn't have that one thing I wanted in my life, which I think was living on my own, that's very important to me, to be independent. But since I didn't live on my own, I was like, oh my God, like I'm an absolute failure. I'm in my 20s and I live with my parents. All right, well, that's a matter of opinion, because I was living with my parents, but that's because I had just taken all of my savings and put it into a store so that I could live my best life, live my dream life, work for myself. So definitely realized after that that I was successful, and that's really just, it's up to you. So decide to be successful, decide to put fear behind you, and go for it. Like, whatever it is, even like if you want to paint and it's just, and you're not good, I don't care, paint. Get it out of your mind, get it onto paper, and that is gonna like free up more creativity for you. So just keep the creative ball rolling. Keep going for it, keep trying, and keep questioning what is holding you back. If you're being held back for a reason, like, you know, your personal safety and things like that, okay, I mean, that's fair. You need to be safe. But if you're held back because you're wondering if so-and-so is going to approve, well, it doesn't matter, because you know what? If one person approves, someone else isn't going to. Like, this whole black and white world we have this idea of is BS, because everything is gray. No one's ever going to be perfectly happy. Like, you're never going to make everyone happy. I bet even Mother Teresa has people who don't like her. And that person probably isn't, like, the best person ever. But it's still true. I mean, think about that. Everyone has people who like, some people who don't. You're never going to make everyone happy. So you just have to make yourself happy. And that's really important. So just make sure that you're pumped about what you're doing. Create things. Be positive. You can do this. You are the one who decides if you're successful or not. So decide to be successful. Because I think you are. I'm feeling successful. And all I'm doing is talking into my iPad right now. So it's really all relative. Just feel excited, you guys. Like, bring that positivity into your life and just fucking go for it. Like, balls to the wall. Just be you. And I feel like it's really going to change your life. Like, I know it's changed mine ever since I started down this road. And it never hurts to try anything new, because, I mean, how else do you know if you're going to like it or not? How else do you know if it's going to work out for you? So try that thing you've wanted to try. Go for that dream you've wanted to go for. And just fucking live your life. Oh my God. Like, don't have regrets. And don't let thoughts keep nagging at you. Whatever is still nagging at you that you didn't do yesterday is probably going to nag at you tomorrow. You really want to be nagged your whole life? No way. So if you've got a podcast in the back of your brain nagging at you, get it out. Like, just put it into the universe. Put it into your iPad speaker thingy, like I'm doing right now. Absolutely go for it, because it is so worth it, even just so that you can see how powerful you are, how free you are. Like, you are so free to do whatever you want to do. I don't know, it's just beautiful. Today is a beautiful day, and I hope you have an amazing day. Do something creative for me. Drop me a comment. Like, tell me what it is that you want to do. Tell me some of your dreams, your goals. Tag a friend who needs to pursue theirs. Let's just absolutely get the word out there. I just want everyone to just go for it. Like, just imagine if we all went for it instead of having regrets and going to this 9-to-5 job that we hate every single day. And then you have your weekend, and then the weekend is so short and you're depressed on Monday. Like, stop doing that. Like, I know you have a bigger dream, a bigger goal. You have something that is more to you than that 9-to-5 job. And I want you to go for it. Go for that hobby. Go for that dream vacation. Go for that guy. That guy that you want. Fucking go for him, you know? And worst case scenario, he doesn't like you back. Okay, well, it's gonna hurt. Because, you know, that definitely fucking sucks. But aren't you going to be better off knowing instead of just sitting around, like, dreaming about him? All right? Well, the 3 months you spend dreaming about him, you could already know if he likes you or not. And you can use those 3 months to move on and find someone else. Or those 3 months to be with him and embrace that and feel the love, you know? Damn, I feel good today. Like, Oh, this is just amazing. Like, I'm so free right now. Like, I am just so at peace with myself, with like who I am and where I'm headed, and I cannot wait to share more with you guys. Like, I'm gonna keep opening up, which is getting less hard for me, honestly. I've never really strived at communication or sharing. So this is kind of like a fun little personal journey we all get to go on it together. All right. I don't know. Leave me a comment, tag some friends. I'm going to get off of here because I feel like I've said what I really wanted to say, and I feel like I've really shared some good stuff with y'all. So, something that scares you, push past it, you guys. Push past that fear, because there is bliss on the other side of fear. Absolute pure bliss. Thank you for listening. I fucking love you guys. Have the most amazing day. Bye. Hey guys, so thanks for joining us again with the Power of Positivity podcast. Today I really want to talk to you about family and their support, or in my case, it's going to be their lack of support. So, and obviously I'm going to turn this into a good thing, so just give me a minute. So, I grew up with, you know, I've got my mom and my dad never talked to his family. And from a young age, they always said, like, oh no, like, those people aren't any good, we don't have anything to do with them. So from a young age, I always kind of knew that it was okay to kind of cut your family out of your life in a way. Now, I'm not saying that's what you need to go off and do. I'm just saying that I do know that it's okay. Like, some people, family or not, are not the people that you need in your life. They can be more toxic than good. You know, so that's where I'm coming from. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. That was when I was younger. You know, that's how I was raised. I always knew in the back of my mind that it's fine if your family's not in your life. So, now I am an adult. I am almost 27. I own my own boutique. And family is still very important to me. It's like one of the most important things in my life. Now, I say that, I don't get to see them as much as I wish I did, but I think that's the same for everyone. So, here I am, I own my own business, and I've got one family in particular. Like, I really thought she'd be all over this business with me. I own a boutique, I sell women's clothes and shoes and things like that. It's a positive place for me because I get to work for myself, which I've always needed to do, like, truly just needed that. And so my cousin, she shops all the time. Like, she actually probably has a problem, which is fine. Like, I don't judge her, whatever. And she's always on Facebook with other boutiques and stores, like, liking and sharing their posts, shopping, buying things. That's fine. For me, it's like, you know, if it's not her style, that's okay. Like, I don't want her money just for her to be spending money. However, there is like a very strong lack of support there, because I've been open about 7 months now. She has not once stepped foot in my store. All right. So, I mean, that's kind of a damper. Like, I definitely would have been to her store. Like, I've had private showings where I've opened the store on my day off for family members and things like that. I've invited her on those days, told her I'd open for her anytime she wants to come in and see. But, you know, she's doing her own thing up there. So, that's just one way that I have found that my family isn't supporting me. So, I don't know what is going on in your life, if your family does support you or not. Like, my grandma is one of my biggest supporters. Love her to death. I mean, she's amazing. She always sends people over here. She shops here all the time. And that's great. It's supportive. And, you know, I'm fine even if family doesn't show me that support, but like, gosh, I don't really know what to say. So here is why it doesn't really matter if your family supports you or not. Because blood is great, but think of the strength of water. Water makes up 50 to 75% of our bodies, and it literally can cut through the earth. think of erosion, things like that, rivers, lakes, like water is powerful. So blood is thicker than water, but that doesn't mean like that's the only way to go. So we all need water to survive. And sometimes we bring water into our life, like water bottles, vitamin water, blah, blah, blah. And think about these random people in your life as water instead of blood. So I've got amazing customers who, like, I've had some people who come in here almost every single day checking for something new. Okay, those are the people who are water in my life. But they are strong and they are powerful and they support me more than blood. So just because your family doesn't support you doesn't mean that you're not on the right track. Doesn't mean that this like amazing idea that you have is any less incredible. It just means that for whatever reason in their life, they don't have the energy to give to you. But guess what? I fucking do. Like, I have got so much support for you. I don't know you. I'm currently talking to my iPad right now, but I support the fuck out of you. And you know what? There are people like me all over the world, and it doesn't have to be family. It doesn't have to be someone you know. I mean, it could be some random internet person, but like, I support you. I know that you can do what you're trying to set your mind to do. You just need positivity behind you. And that's what I'm here for. That's what this podcast is going to be here for. Just to spread the positivity. So just because your family is bringing you down doesn't mean that you have to go down with them. That same cousin who's never been in my store, she sent me a message one day and she's like, hey, I just finished up this house. Will you please post it on Facebook for me? And like internally, I was a little peeved, but like at the end of the day, that's fine. Like, she needs to live her life the way she needs to live it, and I need to live mine the way I need to live my life, which is supporting people, being positive, and things like that. So I bit my lip, I posted her shit, and I moved on with my life. Like, I think about her occasionally, but not really. Like, I'm here, I am running my own business, I am strong, I am powerful, and I do not need her. All I need is amazing, supportive people in my life. They don't have to be family. They can be like random people I meet at the bank or random podcast people who make podcasts, whatever the fuck. And it doesn't matter. Like, it's in your life. It is there. You just have to be open to it and look for it, because it's not always where you expect it to be from. Because when I was growing up, you know, they would always say, blood's thicker than water. Blood's thicker than water. I'm like, okay, but that totally contradicts the fact that we don't talk to my dad's family. You know, so how do you reconcile that in your mind? Sometimes you just have to follow your instincts and just know that your tribe and your people are out there and they're waiting on you. Like, they support you. And as long as you're trying to be positive and like make yourself and the world better, I'm gonna support the heck out of you. Like, I got you all day long. Now, to be fair, I'm a bit introverted, so like, if you leave me a comment, maybe I'll see it, maybe I'll respond, maybe I won't, but the support and the love is all there. And that's the power of positivity, y'all. So just keep it going, like smile at people. That's what I want you to do today. I want you to like randomly smile at three people just to make them smile. And know that like something as small as that can start bringing your tribe to you, bringing you those positive people who are gonna support you to the very end, no matter what. So keep it positive, guys. Thank you.